Hello, dear listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you once more for Manna in the Morning with a study from God's Holy Word. This morning our reading is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I am come out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world, and again I leave the world, and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now thou speakest plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. The Lord Jesus was telling the disciples about the newfound intimacy that they would have with the Father on the other side of the resurrection. The Lord Jesus, through the great work he was doing, was going to ascend back to the Father and give them the Holy Spirit, who would bring them into new levels of personal relationship with the Father. Things that they hadn't understood before and that the Lord Jesus had to teach by analogy would now become plain to them through his work as the resurrected Christ. It was a great thing, and the Lord alludes to his eternal preexistence, saying, I came forth from the Father. He was, therefore, the eternal Son, the one who came forth from the Father. He had come forth from the Father into the world, and now he says he was leaving the world and going back to the Father. What tremendous truth that is. The disciples thought they understood it. They said, Oh, okay. Now we've got it, Lord. You're not using a proverb now. You're using good plain speech, and we don't have to ask anybody about what you mean or ask you what you're talking about. We believe that you came from God. The Lord Jesus pauses and very seriously tells them, Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. What a terrible thing that was for them. That very night, the fulfillment of the prophecy in Zechariah would happen, smite the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. All of them were going to be scattered and flee. All of them would run away. By their feet they would deny that they knew the Lord, as it were, not just Peter. Yes, he would vocally deny the Lord three times, but all of the disciples were going to forsake him and flee. The Lord Jesus would speak about his being alone. What a terrible thing it is to be alone as a human being. Loneliness is a tough pill to take. And the Lord Jesus would say, You're going to leave me alone, but you know what? I'm not alone. Dear listener, today you might be very lonely. You might think that no one cares for you. But I want to tell you that God the Father cares for you. He can be with you if you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Dear saint of God, it may be you who's being lonely at the moment. But the Lord Jesus says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. What a wonderful thing it is to know Christ's presence with us all the time. He says, I'm not alone because the Father is with me. He told them these things not by way of rebuke, not to depress them, not to scare them. But he told them these things that they might have peace. That they would know, hey, the Lord knew we would fail him. He knows our frame. He remembers that we're dust. He knows how weak we are. And yet he spoke about our eventual triumph. He talked about overcoming the world. In the world they would have tribulation, a word that means pressure, a pressing down. And oh, how the world feels that way to us many times. But the Lord Jesus says, Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And 1 John would add, What is this that overcomes the world? But even our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believing the Lord Jesus is the Son, we know we've overcome the world.